36.
I had a regular toothbrush when I was growing up, then an electrical one, and then a liquid one. Now my teeth are fake and don't need to be brushed. Funny how that works.
Charles looked out across the lawn, imagining what it would look like when the great-grandkids were out there running around. He could picture them running and laughing and playing tag in the short grass, sun shining through the trees. The reincarnators had done a good job cleaning up. There were no burn marks from fireballs.
No bloody spots or body parts either.
Charles couldn't help but shudder when he thought about that debacle. He'd seen horror movies with less gore and was a little shocked that he hadn't experienced any nightmares about it.
Damn dogs. I'm gonna have to do something about them. They're almost feral.
Charles felt his pet had grown out of control. He didn't order it to attack the builders, and as much as he could tell, it only attacked because the physical posture of the woman was threatening. Still, they weren't under control, and he didn't feel like taking the time to train a dog. He'd done that several times over the course of his life, and a new pet wasn't something he really wanted to get attached to. He didn't feel guilty about the builders, because they weren't real.
Just computer programs. The wolves are, too.
That didn't mean he wanted those beasts anywhere near his family. Charles hummed as he walked toward the cellar door. It seemed to grow colder and more ominous as he got closer. Shadows stretched, and the sounds of birds grew distant. That was exactly the moment that his banshee roommate flew out from the side of the house and started to walk, or more specifically, to float along beside him. Charles sensed her desire to talk.
The body language of the disembodied.
Charles chuckled at his own joke. He wasn't sure he wanted to talk, but his confidence in his ability to get rid of the rats was shrinking the closer he got to the cellar. They stood there together, side by side, an old man and undead being, united in the way their eyes stared at the cellar doors in resignation.
"So how do I get rid of the rats?"
Charles asked, knowing she was just waiting for a chance to talk.
"You can turn off the rats as an enemy type in the dungeon screen, but you need to have another type of monster."
"I have to have monsters in my cellar?"
Charles wasn't impressed with that idea. It wasn't that he was opposed to monsters in the game so much as he just didn't want them to be living beneath him. He knew just as well as anyone that something needed to be in place for the violent urges of young men and middle-aged women. She nodded in response, her floating hair moving in waves. With a sigh, Charles opened his dungeon management screen.
"Congratulations! The following monsters have volunteered to be added to your dungeon. Direwolf, Direwolf Alpha, Direwolf Pack, Direwolf Den, Goblins, Goblin Tribe, Goblin Village. Do you wish to add these beings to your dungeon? Yes, no. Adding these creatures will absorb all current occupants. Declining to add these creatures will expel all current occupants."
Charles read through, and when he didn't see anything about rats, he did something different than normal. He asked questions. The banshee went on to explain that if he expelled them, they would all run out of the dungeon and into the forest. The monsters would then migrate to a level-appropriate area until another option to migrate occurred. She also explained that the goblins were likely the ugly green children he met the other night. With what seemed like no other choice, Charles accepted the two types of beings into his dungeon.
"You are about to add a pet direwolf alpha into your dungeon. This creature will cease to exist unless you wish to make it a dungeon boss. Do you wish to make it a dungeon boss? Yes, no."
Charles frowned at the question. Did he care about the mutt? He weighed it in his head. It was like putting his dog down after it had gone feral, or leaving it in a zoo. Adventurers would likely come by and kill it repeatedly, which seemed horrible. On the other hand, he'd be the one to put the wolf down, and it wouldn't exist at all. Charles was no stranger to hard choices, though, and with that in mind, he selected no. His reasoning, though, was that he was the only boss of the dungeon. Had Charles actually adventured into a dungeon, or even spoken with someone who had, he might have learned that a dungeon boss was usually the biggest, meanest, and toughest monster in a dungeon, and not usually the dungeon master. With those screens out of the way, he was able to find the creature management tab and uncheck the box beside giant rats. It even showed a moving picture of one underneath the name, which made Charles all the more happy he had never seen one.
If I had seen one of those things crawling across the floor, I would have...
Charles tried to think of the end of that statement. He wanted to say beat it to death, but he really didn't think it would have been worth the effort. Those teeth looked sharp. Nodding his head in satisfaction, he turned to look at the woman floating beside him.
Thank you.
She gave him a pleasant smile.
You're welcome.
Then Charles asked a question that had been burning in the back of his mind the whole time they'd been standing there.
So can this here dungeon thing make me a sandwich?